Hi everyone, Drew Prout here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. Today, we're talking about how to stop struggling by turning our struggles into challenges. It's the Big Idea of the Week episode. That's where I present a thought, a distinction, or idea that's radically changed my life for the better. And today, I'm sharing a perspective around the idea of struggling. Struggling. We all struggle. We've struggled before. Maybe there's something in your life right now, a project, a relationship, a goal that you're working on, that it feels like a struggle. What's a struggle? Plain and simple, it's heavy. It's something that we're working on that just feels heavy. It's filled with something, weight, some type of weight. Well, I have an interesting perspective on struggles. And to share that perspective with you, I'm going to read you something that I wrote. It's called Struggle or Challenge. And then I'm going to riff on a few ideas on this exact topic. Here we go. Struggle or challenge. A struggle is a burden. A challenge is an opportunity. A struggle is, I can't wait for this to be done. A challenge is, I can't wait to see where this goes. A struggle is being in one place, but needing to be in another. A challenge is fully being where you are, not needing to be anywhere else. A struggle is, how can I get out? A challenge is, what more can I give? A struggle is resistance. A challenge is acceptance. Now, think about something important to you, something that you're working on improving. As I mentioned before, it could be a relationship, a project, or a goal. Now, think about the energy around the thing that you picked. And the question that I have for you is, are you in a struggle or are you in a challenge? Now, on the surface, a struggle and a challenge look like the same thing. They're both something tough and meaningful, potentially, that we want to bring into our lives. The biggest difference, though, is the energy around them. Plain and simple, a struggle is a challenge filled with resistance. That's that weight that I was talking about. A struggle is something in our life that we're trying to work on, trying to make progress in, but it feels heavy, 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 and that heaviness is resistance. So this begs the question, is there something in your life that you're struggling with that potentially could be turned into a challenge? It can happen. All it takes is a perspective shift. Now, what I found in my own life is that whenever I'm in a struggle, there's usually some deeper work to do to figure out why I'm in a struggle. And sometimes it can be as simple as I might not be grateful for the situation that I'm in. And a year ago, I would have wished that I had this opportunity. I can remember when I started my first business. And I had convinced my parents to let me take a year off school, even though I was not planning on going back in university. And I started my first business and I was about a year in and I was struggling. It was heavy. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't sure if I was good enough. And I was sort of lost in doubt, in fear, in worry. I remember one day waking up and saying, you know, I'm so scared of taking the wrong step. I'm so scared of how I'm going to move forward that I'm not getting a chance to appreciate the fact that, like, I'm doing something that is very, very rare for somebody in my background who is, you know, South Asian, Indian, from India. I was the first person in my entire family that had dropped out of school with their parents' permission to be able to go and start a business. And when I even just stepped into a little bit of that gratitude, at least for that day, that gave me a little bit of perspective to turn my struggle, something that I was not looking forward to doing, into something that I was grateful for having the opportunity to do. So sometimes just gratitude alone is the thing that's needed to be able to turn our struggles into a challenge. Now, there's three other things that I want to mention with you that I've found that are super helpful when it comes to turning our struggles into challenges that we can lean into. You know, the thing is, before I get into these three things, is that a challenge is a tough thing. It's like a difficult workout that you're looking forward to doing because you know on the other end of it, you're going to feel great, right? That's the feeling of a challenge. Has there been anything in your life that you've done that you know was going to be tough, but you were looking forward to doing it? That's the vibration of a challenge. I'm in this process right now. I'm building a new company called Pharmacy with my business partner, Dr. Hyman, and we're really dialing in the formulas and tweaking the customer service. And even though I've done this before and I've built a couple other companies, it's a tough thing, but it feels like a good and healthy challenge, a new thing to try to figure out, like a puzzle that you're looking forward to solving. Now, there are moments when things aren't working out, or there's delays in manufacturing, or there's other things where momentarily I can get stuck in the space of struggle. And that vibration, as I was mentioning earlier, is, you know, a struggle is I can't wait for this to be done, versus a challenge is I can't wait to see where this goes. So we're always going to find ourselves on a moment-to-moment basis where we might temporarily be, even if we're looking forward to something, we might temporarily be caught up in the struggle energy, resistance. We don't want to be here. We don't want to be in this present moment. And we're wishing that we didn't have to deal with this situation. It's natural. It's only natural we're human beings that we'd have moments like this. But these three questions or perspective shifts I've found can be tools that I tap into to help me pull out of that. So the first one is a powerful question that I'm stealing from the author and blogger and podcast host, Tim Ferriss. He has a question that he asks himself when he's in the midst of a struggle. And that question goes like this: what would this look like if it were easy? What would this situation look like if this were easy? Now, one thing that I've seen in my life is that for people who have grown up in families or cultures that truly value hard work and that they've been praised for doing hard work, I grew up in one of those families and I always saw my parents working hard and really talking about the power of work ethic. What often happens is that we become so good at hard work that we feel that sometimes things should be a struggle. That we're actually not working unless if it's really a struggle versus a challenge. And this question, which is so simple, which is what would this look like if it were easy or at least easier? That's one of the things that can help us shift from a struggle to a challenge, because there are times where we self-impose making things more difficult than they need to be. Now, I'm all about a challenge, but I'm all about an appropriate challenge that's needed to get the job done. We don't need to make things more difficult, but sometimes we do. Sometimes we do, and that's a little bit of a mental trap that we can fall in. Another mental trap, number two, that I see sometimes people falling into is when they're going through a struggle in life. They're going through something tough, something hard. It could be a chronic disease. It could be the loss of a job. It could be navigating a relationship. This is actually a good one. There's so many times where people are going through a tough time in a relationship when the thing that would be most supportive for them is the thing that they do not want to do because they're embarrassed, which is asking others for help or guidance. Somebody who you look up to, somebody who's been there before. How many times have you struggled in something that you were pursuing in school, in a relationship, in a project, in a fitness goal? How many times have you struggled and you've been lost or you feel like you're not making progress? And asking somebody for guidance, somebody that you trust, would actually been super helpful. And maybe you struggled so much that it brought you to a rock bottom where you had no other choice but to ask somebody. So many times we struggle in silence. And if we would have just opened our hearts a little bit and realized, you know what? The reason that I'm not going to somebody else to ask them for help is that I'm embarrassed, or I feel that I should figure this out on my own, or I shouldn't be going through this problem. Again, you see that in relationships all the time. People don't open up to their friends, to their family about the fact that they're going through a tough time in a relationship. And just simply calling a friend up, somebody that maybe who you haven't talked to in years, but this is the opportunity to reconnect. If they're truly your friend, they're going to be there to listen. And it's not even that we need advice all the time. I've talked about this before. Sometimes we just need a sounding board, somebody to hear us out and allow us to talk it through and see. And sometimes we're the ones to figure out where we've gotten trapped or stuck or realize a negative pattern that we're playing out. But asking others for help is the second thing that I've seen that is a powerful way to take ourselves out from a struggle into a challenge. Don't carry that burden all on your own. So the third thing that I've found that's super important when it comes to turning a struggle into a challenge is some version of asking yourself, do I still want this? Do I still care? You know, I've done entire episodes, Big Idea Tuesdays, on quitting. If quitting is something that you struggle with, I would highly recommend listening to those podcasts. Quitting is something that we don't value enough of in our society. In fact, most of us who went to school, which is all of us pretty much, if you went to school in the Western school system, which is all around the world, you were told that winners never quit and quitters never win. You were told that quitting is the worst thing that you could do. Don't quit. And we have all these idioms and stories that we tell kids about how quitting is terrible. And yet, when you read the biographies of individuals who have been up to really incredible things in their life, you see that there were pivotal moments in their life that they quit the wrong thing. If you are committed to the wrong thing, if you're trying to make something work that is not actually something that you've asked yourself if you really genuinely still care about, or did somebody else care about it, or did society make you care about it, right? Sometimes we're committed to something that we don't actually care about anymore. And not in a way of like, oh, this is tough to do, so I don't care, I'm just going to quit. No, in a way of, you know what? I always thought when I was younger that I wanted to do this thing. I wanted to have this job. I wanted to have this type of life. I always thought that I wanted to make X amount of money. Or I wanted to have this particular accolade or these material possessions, right? And then you get those things and you may realize that it's not worth it, or it's not actually what you want, or it's not really bringing you the true meaning and joy that you are looking for. So the third powerful thing that's part of this process of turning our struggles into challenges is even asking ourselves in the first place, is this something that we even really care about? Is this something that we care about? And the power of it is, I'm not encouraging you to quit. I'm encouraging you to double down, because if you care about it and you really ask yourself, does this matter to you? The powerful thing is, if you reflect on it and you sit down and you say, okay, I have a goal. Let's say it's building a new business, but it's going really tough. Products are not working out. There's delays. I can't find the right employees, whatever it might be. I'm just making this up, by the way. And I'm in a period of time where I'm like, I really feel the energy of this struggle. I feel the struggle. I feel the resistance. I wake up in the morning. I'm not looking forward to doing this. I'm not excited to talk about it. I'm not excited to get better. I'm cautious in my actions because I'm afraid of messing up. That's all the energy of a struggle. So if I find myself there in the aspect of building a new business or a new company, one of the things I'm going to ask myself is, do I care about this? Do I really want to work on this? And I'd sit down and I'd ask myself, and I'd really write it down on paper, or I'd type it up. Why did I care about this? Why does this goal matter to me? Well, in my particular instance, and I'm not struggling that much with this new business, there are moments, like everyone, I have my own moments and I try to pull myself out of it. But I'll share something with you. In the early days of business, when I was really, really struggling in creating my first company after I dropped out of college at the University of Delaware, and I asked myself and I sat down, it's been about a year in, and I was doing a version of this exercise. And I wrote down, what are the things that I really am committed to? Why did I want to make this happen? And I realized that for me, it actually wasn't really financial success. You know, sometimes people think that people are trying to create a business because of financial success. Not that that isn't something that I wanted to create as part of it. But for me, the biggest motivation was, even though I was a smart student, did well in school, I really wanted to create my own culture inside the company and hire friends and family that I respected, that I knew they could get the job done, and get a chance to spend more time with them during the day. When I was younger, and I still feel this way now, I really felt like it's crazy. It's crazy that we spend 8 hours of our day working with people that we don't necessarily respect or look up to. And I had had a job previously in high school where I was around a lot of people who were like good, but didn't share the same values and goals that I had, didn't want to lift themselves up, didn't want to have a growth mindset, didn't want to become a better version of themselves. And I thought, like, that's the worst thing in the world for me personally, to be working with individuals like that all day long, every day for the next 30, 40, 50 years of my life. I couldn't imagine that. So I wanted to do this to surround myself with good people so I could learn and that I could also teach them and we could grow together. It was really about community. Community is a core part of my purpose. And when I started writing out all the reasons that I was committed to wanting to make this business work, the thing that I became very clear about is that I didn't want to quit, but at least asking the question, do I still care about this? And is this something that I want to stick with, or is this something that I want to quit? By the way, on my past podcast, I've recommended a book by Seth Godin. It's called The Dip, and it's about exactly this. It's about understanding when to quit and understanding when to stick, and how quitting is actually a superpower that you can use in your arsenal to actually leapfrog in the things in life that you want to make progress on. So when I wrote down the things that I was committed to and why I cared about this, it allowed me to tap into something powerful. It allowed me to tap back into gratitude. And that gratitude showed me that I was privileged to be able to have this opportunity, to have my parents' blessings, at least temporarily, to leave school and try to work on this business, to have family encouragement, you know, cautious encouragement, skeptical encouragement, but still encouragement, and then saying, you know what? We don't understand your decisions and we would prefer you to stay in school, but listen, we know you are a caring person and we wish you the best in the pursuit of this. And we're encouraging you and we wish you success, right? All those things, when I wrote them out and I talked about why this mattered to me and how eventually my goal was, I always really liked working with my dad. You know, as cheesy as that sounds or as simple as it sounds, I said, one day I want to create a company where I also get the opportunity to work with my dad. My dad was a CFO of a group of psychiatric hospitals and did really well and loved his job. And it wasn't looking for a new job, but I always just thought it would be great to say, like, I created a company and now I get an opportunity to work with my dad. Well, by the way, fast forward, my dad retired like 2 years ago. And only last year, in the start of a new venture that I have, again with Mark, called Pharmacy, getpharmacy.com, my dad started working with us. So when I wrote these goals out, what I'm sharing with you is that I felt the feeling of why this matters to me. I felt the appreciation, the gratitude, the joy, the feeling of this is an opportunity, not something I have to do, but something that I get to do. So those three questions or perspective shifts are an opportunity for you to step into and think of your struggle in a different way. The last thing I'll say is this: it's okay to quit something that you don't care about in the same way. Maybe you did care about it at one point in time. Maybe you had a goal, something that you wanted to pursue. And maybe it's a struggle because it's not actually something that you care about anymore. That's such a personal decision, and especially when it comes to major, major life decisions, like a relationship or, you know, leaving a business or, you know, something else that's really big in your life, I would not recommend taking it lightly. I would recommend getting counsel and writing your thoughts down on paper, but I do want to say this. Many things in life that we think we have to do, but we actually don't want anymore, it's worth at least entertaining the idea of what would recommitting or quitting look like if this is something that's a regular struggle that's there. And regardless of what area it is, I think surround yourself with people, ask for help, ask for counsel, ask for guidance from people that you look up to and trust, and at least have the courage to have the conversation with yourself. So I hope you enjoyed this big idea of the week on the Broken Brain Podcast, all about how to stop struggling. We can go from a struggle to a challenge. All it takes is a shift in perspective. I'm just going to read this to you one more time to leave you off with this. A struggle is a burden. A challenge is an opportunity. A struggle is, I can't wait for this to be done. A challenge is, I can't wait to see where this goes. A struggle is being in one place, but needing to be in another. A challenge is fully being where you are at, not needing to be anywhere else. A struggle is, how can I get out? A challenge is, what more can I give? A struggle is resistance. A challenge, ultimately, at the end of the day, as is the theme with many episodes that we do, a challenge is acceptance. At least for right now, at least for this moment, this is the situation that I'm in. Doesn't mean that I don't want to improve it. Doesn't mean that I don't have goals or aspirations. It just means that this is what the present moment is presenting me with. So I'm going to step into it willingly and with, if I can, a smile on my face. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, text me 302-200-5643. We also started a Broken Brain podcast community on Facebook. Just an opportunity for listeners to get a chance to get to know each other. There's like a couple hundred people inside of there right now, but we've been putting the link in recent episodes. So I imagine that will grow very quickly. Join us on Facebook. Shoot me a text. Thank you for listening to the podcast.